Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the book of Hebrews. And those sermons and lessons can't cover everything, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're up to Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 to 3. They read, "This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, his name means King of Righteousness. Then also, King of Salem means King of Peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever." So what is our writer to the Hebrews getting on about, going on about here? Well, just to give you a little bit of background, it would be helpful if you could read Genesis 14 and Psalm 110 before digging into Hebrews chapter 7. It will give you a lot more background because the writer is assuming some knowledge of Genesis 14 and what happened there with Abraham and Melchizedek and Psalm 110. In any case, we're certainly getting to solid food now. In Hebrews 5, he talks about the fact they need solid food. Well, yeah, I think he's giving them that at this point. Melchizedek has already appeared earlier in Hebrews, Hebrews 5:6, Hebrews 5:10, and Hebrews 6:20. So he's made an appearance, but now the writer wants to get into what Melchizedek is really all about and the contrast and comparison with Jesus. So what do we have? Well, Melchizedek is a priest and a king. They're both here. The Messiah is meant to be a priest like Melchizedek, Psalm 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek, like Melchizedek. And this is now being applied to Jesus by the writer to the Hebrews. Jesus, of course, is perfect. He replaces the Old Testament or covenant system. He perfects believers. He grants access to God. He has an eternal nature. It's a new priesthood he's inaugurating. He meets our needs. He brings us a new covenant. Jesus is even superior to Melchizedek. And in some ways, he's like Melchizedek in that he is not only a king, but also a priest. And in some similar way, in verse 3, he says he's without father or mother, without genealogy, days of beginning of days, end of life. Of course, Melchizedek didn't literally not have parents, but there's a symbolic idea here that his lack of mention of his genealogy seems to be symbolic of his unique priesthood that didn't, in a sense, begin or end. In Greek thought, to be without beginning or end was to be divine. And Melchizedek was not divine, but what he's trying to say is, in a similar way, Jesus is authenticated as being a special priest, much like Melchizedek was a special priest, came before Aaron, came before the Levitical priesthood, and had a special place in God's plan. Abraham honored him by giving him a tenth of everything, and we'll talk more about that as we go through Hebrews chapter 7. Melchizedek was a priest, not on the basis of a genealogy but or a physical descent, but on but because he was divinely appointed. And in the same way, Hebrews proclaims Jesus as this promised priest-king who reigns forever to bless his people. Hebrews 5, 4 to 6, and later on in chapter 7, verses 13 to 17. Just to finish off this podcast for today, let's just think for a little bit about this King of Righteousness and King of Salem point in verse 2. Melchizedek was King of Peace, Salem from Shalom, and Righteousness. In other words, anticipating the Messiah's reign of righteousness and peace. Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, a son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, it will be wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And on he goes. He'll uphold the kingdom with justice and righteousness. Hebrews 1, 8 to 9 talks about Jesus in the same way. He has loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Well, we're only scratching the surface of Melchizedek and his purpose and significance here, but we will look at it more in the rest of chapter 7. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes. Just type in MCCX in the iTunes search bar and look in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.